A legendary Oregon wrestler got pinned by a heavyweight Real Estate Dream. Olympic gold medalist and OSU legend Robin Reed might have been the best wrestler of all time. Throughout his 20-plus year career, he was never once pinned. And he did win the gold medal at the Olympics. But his plan for the D-Lake Rod and Gun Club was more than he could pull off. Good morning, and thanks for queuing up Offbeat Oregon Du Jour's audio edition. My name's Finn J.D. John. And I do a weekly newspaper column called Offbeat Oregon History. This column got started in 2008, and it runs in about a dozen community newspapers around the state right now. It tells the stories of Oregon history that nobody knows about. Stories of heroes and rascals, of shipwrecks and lost gold, of Shanghai'd sailors and Skid Road bordellos and pirates and robbers and buried treasure and unsolved mysteries. All sorts of great stuff like that. What you're listening to right now is the RSS feed, which brings you a column from our archives every morning in your choice of text and pictures or audio-only formats. Today's episode was written on June 12, 2011, and I'm going to read it to you. In late 1978, the wreckers went to work on Lincoln City's most eligible haunted mansion, the sprawling, timberline lodge-shaped husk of what was to have been the D-Lake Rod and Gun Club, on the shore of Devil's Lake. It couldn't have really been haunted, of course. To be haunted, a house needs to have been occupied at some point, and this one never was. No, the only ghosts in this sportsman's palace were the dreams of a fellow named Robin Reed, former shipyard worker, newspaper editor, real estate agent, and Olympic gold medalist. Also, quite possibly the best amateur wrestler of any weight in American history. Quite possibly the best amateur wrestler in world history. Reed was an Arkansas native, but his wrestling story got started after his family moved to Portland, and it was almost an accident. Here's a quote. "I needed gymnasium credits to graduate from high school, but I didn't want any gym because I was already getting all the exercise I needed operating an air hammer at the shipyards," Reed once said. "I was only 125 pounds and could barely hold on to that hammer, so that was all the gym I needed." So, Reed went to wrestling instead, and quickly found he was a natural. By 1921, he was already a legend, attending college at Oregon Agricultural College, now Oregon State University, and winning wrestling matches at the collegiate level. By 1924, he had 3 National Freestyle Wrestling Championships under his belt and had earned a berth on the U.S. Olympic team. The entire U.S. Olympic team traveled to Paris for the 1924 Games on the same ship. En route, of course, they did what they did best, and Reed did it better than any of them. Reed pinned every member of the team but one, whom he battled to either a draw or a pinless victory, depending on whom you asked. One of the men he pinned, by the way, would go on to take the gold in the heavyweight class in Paris. So, in the 134.5-pound class, would Reed. And there are those who believe if he'd been allowed to wrestle in every weight class, the U.S. would have swept the gold medals that year. And Reed would have swept them. Here's another quote. "He had a genius for knowing how to handle the human body in wrestling," one of his former coaches told authors Jeff Welsh and George Edmonston. "He was tremendously flexible and quick. He had great balance, was a keen competitor, and his ingenuity was so remarkable that he would figure out a way to beat you." But he was definitely not someone you wrestled with for fun. He was notoriously nasty on the mat. Here's another quote. "He is generally regarded as the most feared and punishing wrestler of all time." This is according to Mike Chapman, the author of The Encyclopedia of American Wrestling, published by Leisure Press out of West Point, New York, in 1991. Chapman goes on, "A man who would break an opponent's arm if the mood struck him to do so." That may be a bit extreme, but he was a serious competitor. On his return from the Olympics, Reed coached the OAC Beavers for a couple years, bringing them to a national championship in 1926. But in that same year, he was accused of cheating at a tournament, and OAC dropped the wrestling program entirely in response. Reed spent some time in professional wrestling, but was never very happy with the flashy showbiz image of the pros. No macho man Randy Savage he. So in the mid-1930s, he quit and got into real estate development. Reed had a plan that was most certainly a few dozen years ahead of its time. What he wanted to do was this. build a mammoth lodge on the shore of Devil's Lake. It would be like a hotel, complete with lobby, lounge, swimming pool, and casino. But the living quarters would be condominiums, not guest rooms. He called it the D-Lake Rod and Gun Club. And you know, if Cabela's did something like this today, you know how quickly it would fill up. It was a little ahead of its time. Reed styled his creation after Timberline Lodge, built just a few years earlier and already something of an icon for the state. It featured three giant stone fireplaces built with stone blocks scavenged from the ruins of the Polk County Courthouse, which had burned earlier. But the following year, Adolf Hitler invaded Poland. The U.S. started gearing up for the war its leaders knew was probably coming, and the market started to tremble a bit. Reed also found he was having trouble selling the concept of a condo hotel. Progress slowed to a crawl. Then World War II broke out, and Reed's project was dead in the water as resources and workers were concentrated on the fight. By 1942, he was facing legal hassles over the whole thing, and after the war ended, construction never resumed. Reed moved on. So there the Rod and Gun Club sat, vacant, gaping and full of nothing but echoes, the salty air turning its cedar siding grayer every year as the decades rolled by. Finally, in 1978, wrecking and salvage crews moved in and started taking the massive structure apart. Within a few months, it was all gone. 1978 was also the year Reed was inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame, a few years overdue, if you ask many people. It was also the year in which, on December 20th, he died. Throughout his wrestling career, Reed was famous for his willingness to wrestle opponents of any weight, up to and including heavyweights. He was also known for winning. Not once in his entire 19-year career did Robin Reed lose a wrestling match. Not one. This is a record that only one other Olympic wrestler, a Japanese gentleman named Osamu Watanabe, has ever matched, and Watanabe's career was much shorter. But in the area of condominium development, well, Reed did get himself pinned once by a super heavyweight dream. That's it for today. You can check out this column and all the other ones, and subscribe to either RSS feed if you'd like, by going to www.offbeatoregon.com. Both Offbeat Oregon du jour feeds are optimized for smartphone use, but they work great on a tablet, netbook, or an old-fashioned computer as well. Everything here is covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. Thanks for listening, and drop me a line anytime at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @OffbeatOregon, especially if you're going to be in the Corvallis area and have time for a cup of coffee. I'll be back tomorrow around 6 a.m. with the next episode, and until then, well, happy trails!